Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Tuesday, the 9th of January, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. Let's start the show by saying thank you to Yogi for that song, the newest Bahamian version of Happy Birthday I've heard so far. Yogi on the Birthday Rhythm, the newest rhythm to come out of the, like a pre-release. This music is coming out soon. I'm glad to play it today because we know plenty of people have birthday coming up.
Who's
Yogi? One Bahamian boy who's made great break and scrape music. Well, this album, you remember Jamaican music. You have a rhythm, like a teardrop rhythm and a journey rhythm. Well, Bahamian's been producing their own rhythms as well for rake and scrape and Bahamian music. This is the birthday rhythm, the newest rhythm out in the Bahamian market. And that's like a little pre-release from that rhythm. Some more songs. I hope to play some songs as the weeks continue from that pre-release. But we got to say happy birthday to our friend Jen.
Oh, Jen's birthday tomorrow, eh?
Yeah. And since it's a public holiday, see, this is a rule. If your birthday falls on a public holiday, then you are officially allowed to celebrate it officially on the day before.
Oh, okay.
So you could get your birthday love and your birthday gifts and your birthday kisses and your birthday lunch.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of celebrating your birthday at home by yourself?
I agree.
And you
I
got
agree.
Friends and co-workers and colleagues to help you bring in the cheer for your new year. Absolutely. Good morning, everyone, and to everyone else who's having a birthday today, tomorrow, yesterday, day after tomorrow. Happy, happy birthday on this Tuesday, the 9th of January, 2024. We got a live show this morning, Mr. Nuri. I spent a couple of hours last night putting together a whole set of notes, and then I opened up the newspaper this morning.
I see you saying we're going to throw away the notes, but I said, but this we do. We go by the notes.
Well, no, I'm not going to throw away the notes, but... There's a lot of things in the paper today we'll talk about as well.
So we're going to analyze the news?
Yeah, we're going to analyze the news a little
bit. Pre-mashup man down Wednesday.
Well, because we can't have it. Because it's a public holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to celebrate man down mashup Wednesday today.
Okay.
Okay. A couple of live reads to get the show going. Remember, Nassau Cruise Port and Zaymar Productions presents Phil Stubbs live in concert on Saturday the 13th of January. Doors open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m. Also performing with Phil Stubbs, Nishi LS, and Ira Store, and the Spank Band. They're performing at the Amphitheater, Nassau Cruise Port. You can buy tickets at BahamasEtickets.com, at the Plantation Bar and Grill in Caves Heights, and Miniso at Mall at Marathon. Doors open again, doors open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
I like e-tickets. The idea, just flash your phone and you get to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that too, but we need a backup for it.
What do you mean a backup for
it? What if data goes down?
No, they have internet where you at.
They have Wi-Fi
they
out
have
there
Wi-Fi.
To facilitate the digital process just in case systems... That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it could work.
It could work.
But should we also make paper tickets available?
That's where they have the plantation. You go and get the paper ticket for those people.
Or at Miniso, you get your paper ticket.
Yeah, Miniso.
See, it's about balance.
I like how you pronounce that, Miniso.
Yeah.
Normally, I call it the Japanese store in the mall.
I call it the fluffy toy store
that
my niece don't ever buy me nothing from.
Mm.
I just be buying her things from there. Like, mm-hmm. adults don't like fluffy toys.
I've given the child money and say, go shop. And she goes inside there and shop.
Have a good time, eh?
Yeah,
yeah, man. Should be lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Like the Phil Stubbs concert.
Like the Phil Stubbs, which is going to be which Friday?
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Coming.
This Saturday. 13th of January.
Okay.
Man, it's going to be a good time. You got to go, you got to hear Phil Stubbs perform once in your life.
And come prepared to dance.
Oh, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your Grammy.
Bring your mommy.
Yeah. Like, if you want to see your older folks get down and have a good time,
mm-hmm.
bring them to the Phil Stubbs concert.
And people who should attend are people like from Cat Island and Andrus.
Oh, yeah, Family Island people.
Yeah, Family Island people.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, we should prioritize Family Island people at this concert because y'all forced them to come to Nassau and they're missing that good Family Island life. And one thing Phil Stubbs do, storyteller, mm-hmm. remind you of those days. Fundamental things. Anyway, it's going to be a good time. Again, Saturday the 13th of January, doors open 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m. Another live read. The Sand Dollar merchant list is growing. If you're looking for more places to spend the digital Bahamian dollar, visit sanddollar.bs/merchant list to view a list of verified merchants in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and the Family Islands. If you're a business owner and you'd like to join the Sand Dollar merchant list, contact 302-9880 or sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. One more live read coming up, people. Mr. Newry.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my other phone. Here we go.
Oh, just have to say I've got to run downstairs to get the phone?
Yeah, no, we good. We good. We are good. Another live read. Unfortunately, we will not be doing the Sand Dollar on the Clock giveaway this Tuesday. We're going to pick it up on Thursday of this week after the public holiday. But remember, it's time to download a digital wallet because this Thursday. And then every following Tuesday and Thursday, you can be a winner. One of the six winners to win 30 digital Bahamian dollars. The trivia is easy. It's mostly Bahamian. All the answers are Google-able. I like that word. Google-able, that means easy to find. And we'll be back on Thursday. Now, Mr. Newry.
Go ahead, man.
I had two sets of stories lined up for today. The first, PM calls for National Day of Prayer. That's the sort of the title. And the second one was about freedom of information, further delay in full enforcement of Freedom of Information Act. But you was talking some talk. Let me hear what you was talking about. I found it very interesting. But you imagine that when a woman asks a man to talk, he don't have nothing to say.
Man, I thought you have a list, but this is what I'm going to say.
No, I wanted to know.
Go ahead.
Because you said something to me this morning after we looked at the papers that sparked my interest. I don't want to lead with it.
Okay,
I want to let you lead with it.
Now, in the papers today, we have the Honorable Fred Mitchell, Minister of Foreign Affairs,
yeah,
and also chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, speaking on labor.
Mm-hmm.
He said, basically, we have a labor shortage. We've been pontificating about that for a while, that we have a labor crisis in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is true that we have a labor crisis in the Bahamas, it would explain our apparent immigration policy or lack thereof.
Yes.
Right? That the idea that we have a number of unregistered migrants here working because mm-hmm. we don't have enough workers here in mm-hmm. the Bahamas. There's an economic boom, a construction boom in Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
Abaco need more labor. Abaco need more labor and so much labor that they don't even have space to keep the people. So the shanty towns must exist until the boom is complete.
Or housing inventory matches.
But we know that ain't happening because they're busy building
right, like just a matter of course, you don't have enough workers to work on the projects. You certainly don't have enough workers to build housing accommodations for workers on the project.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that I think that permeates through the Bahamas because we know when we went out west, far west, when we traveled there, that there's a boom. A construction boom also right. West.
And a caller mentioned a large number of American contractors or laborers working on projects.
Again, because there's a labor shortage. And we now have a proliferation of Americans, Mexicans, Spanish, wherever they're coming from, here in the Bahamas to do construction. And we can always debate on who have work permits and who should have and shouldn't have work permits separately. But the point is, we have a labor shortage. That being said, I led that conversation in terms of when Mr. Mitchell speaks. That's where the conversation is about. We must definitely listen because I find him to be always truthful, right? Whereas other people do politics and politicking with their words and choice words. I find when he speaks about the ethos of the PLP party. And leading that to charge, Mr. Mitchell said that the PLP is not interested in the Freedom of Information Act. It's not on the agenda. It's not, they're not interested at all. And immediately, members, whoever, in the office of the prime minister, not cabinet now, whoever in the office of the prime minister retorted, no, that's not true. We are interested, eager, committed to Freedom of Information Act. And I go back to my point. When Mr. Mitchell speaks, he speaks truth all the time. He don't dilly-daddle. So if Mr. Mitchell said, we say they ain't interested, you bet your bottom. The government ain't interested. Or don't, let me change, nay, not change the government. The PLP administration is not interested. Don't mind them other people in the cabinet, not cabinet, in the office of the prime minister, no name, saying the contrary. Mr. Mitchell, then speak.
Well, let me read.
That's it.
Let me read from the article in today's paper and Mr. Mitchell's statements on freedom of information. I want to read that. Let's go to this caller very quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. 2, 3. There we go. So we'll read from the article in today's paper, the Nassau Guardian. Mitchell, we need foreign labor. Amid ongoing concern over an influx of migrants from neighboring Haiti, Minister of Foreign Affairs Fred Mitchell said there's a need for their labor and that migration is required to maintain the Bahamas' population. Stick a pin, two separate points. There's a need for their labor and that migration is required to maintain the Bahamas' population. He made the comments last week when asked about recent worries over the construction of shanty towns on Abaco and the broader topic of migration from Haiti. Quote, so Abaco and labor issues in this country are complex, Mitchell said. First of all, the country has a major shortage and requires labor from the outside to complete many of the jobs here. The population of the Bahamas is either at replacement level or just below replacement level. So its rate of natural increase is in fact declining. This has all kinds of implications for national insurance, for pensions, and all the rest of it. If you go on construction sites, you can't find workers, so you have to bring in workers from the outside. Close quotes. According to the latest census, the Bahamas population increased by 13.6% from 2010 to 2022, largely as a result of migration. Mitchell said, while the situation is not unique to the Bahamas, there is a lack of understanding of it among the public. Stick a pin. That's the point on labor. You want to, let's start there and then go to freedom of information later?
Let's go to the caller first.
All right. Good morning, caller.
The caller ain't calling.
Good morning, caller, caller.
Ain't working.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I can hear you now.
Okay, we need justice, law, and order here in the Bahamas. But anybody with a talking foolishness about, say, a green from a shanty town or any illegal situation, I don't care who they are in this country, they talking foolishness and they causing it bad for people, the Bahamian people, especially my children and at least my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Y'all got to stop this foolishness and establish justice in this country. Stop talking foolishness.
Thank you, Brayman.
Because, look here.
Brayman,
before you go, right?
I know, but I want to tell you, calm down a little bit. I know you're upset. Calm down a little bit. Don't get that upset about it.
No, I'm cool.
Good.
The thing is, when you do that kind of foolishness, you're going to cause more crime being established in this country. When you're going to say foolishness like what Fred Mitchell and what Newry said. Y'all quit jiving. He only all won votes.
Thank you, Brayman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller, and then I will respond to what I just read. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing, eh?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling on the labor part.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that, we had labor problem in this country for a long time. You know why they can't find labor?
Oh, tell
they
me.
Want to pay the people with their weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't wait. See, they want the foreigners to come in right now so they can pay them in $5 and $2. See, okay. The Haitians, them Jamaicans, them can wait for that. Because they can, that stretch a long way when they send it back to Haiti and with them other places.
What about the Americans?
The Americans are getting paid $12.
And there are a lot of Americans here now because of the labor shortage.
Yeah, they getting, listen to me good, they getting paid their money.
So,
because you got to realize that when the Americans come over here, they sign. They're getting ready to sign that they're getting paid $20, $30 an hour over in the States before they come here.
Okay. Right.
You understand the government? I've been in the construction field for a long time.
So let me ask you a question. With foreign contractors, right? Foreign laborers. Like you said, is it the labor laws in the U.S. that require those employers to pay them a certain rate? So it doesn't matter where they work in the world, those employers have to pay them a particular rate.
That's correct. And the farther they go, the more they make. Listen to me, good Aaron. Mm-hmm. Our laws, our labor laws is so weak, they designed for us to stay poor. Listen to me, good Aaron. I've been in the construction field a long time. I'm a professional. I lay tiles.
Mm-hmm.
And it forced me to come out of my talent, career and go look for 9 to 5 because we are not making the money we used to make. And then the thing is, they bring the foreigners over here. We have to work underneath the foreigners. They tell them the foreigners what to pay us. These guys who want to pay us 20, they want us to pay us $12 now.
Yeah.
And then when we go to the labor board, they say that's what the people them, what the people them want to pay us, but they get ready to negotiate with the pay us.
I got you. I let me reiterate or let me see if I could iterate what I think you're saying. What you're saying is that the foreign contractor who hires Bahamian labor is prepared to pay the Bahamian at a particular rate, but there's a middleman or a Bahamian negotiator in there somewhere that tells them, you don't have to pay them that much money. Let's organize the contract in a different way.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's how that being in that little bit. Listen to me, that being in that, and we have a lot of guys who are talented. Talents, them went down the drain because they're making the money, and then when they get fired on the job, when they get fired off the construction job for little and nothing, they don't want to go to say, listen, because these guys have let me go because of this and that and all that. Because, see, a lot, and then the thing with Aaron, when these foreigners come over here to work, they come with nothing, you know, and they leave with millions of dollars. Some of them never left. My company, I was working for years one time ago. The company's still here 20 years, still here making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Dollars.
I got you.
Still no.
I understand. Thank you very much.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. So, Mr. Nuri,
mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting discussion. Like you said, we've been talking about this for a number of months,
mm-hmm.
right? Trying to understand what's in the space, what constitutes the crisis.
The crisis.
That we're finally facing. And I think Mr. Mitchell, I came in here prepared to disagree with every politician this morning,
mm-hmm.
right? But, and I upset at him that me and him have to agree on something.
Mm-hmm.
So the labor part, I think, is fair. We need foreign labor. That's not enough. We need a policy, right, that organizes foreign labor and also organizes local labor so that local labor can have access to and benefit of the best opportunities, right, but the balance with the need for skills and skills training and skills building. But I think on the Bahamian side, the problem isn't that we don't have laborers, it's that we don't have an organized labor market. And I think that's the issue.
And I hear you, Aaron.
Yeah.
You and I have hashed that out already.
Multiple times, yeah.
So I don't necessarily want to rehash.
Yeah, no, we're not going to rehash
my
it.
My conversation is the honesty, the blatantness
of the minister's statement.
Of the minister's continuous statement on
right.
two different fronts where Bahamian people are not gleaning towards him and say, man, this is a different type of minister. He's telling the truth. He might not like it. Bremer didn't like it.
Yeah.
But the other rest of ministers,
the cabinet like
yeah, the other rest of ministers and say, oh, yeah, we tell you whatever you want here.
Yeah.
But we could do what Fred Mitchell said you could do.
And that's the labor side. On another space, if we have time or another day, I want to talk about the second part of that statement, which
yes.
is, and migration essentially migration necessitates, right? Migration is required to maintain the Bahamas' population. That's an entirely different conversation. Let's take this call. We go to a break. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. I agree with everything the last caller said.
Okay.
It's us against us. We don't think that we should be living at a certain standard. It seems as though there's a contract for Bahamians and one expatriate, whereby the contract for Bahamians is obviously always less deteriorating, negotiating them with the foreigners. So
I got you.
And normally us who negotiate the lower contract first.
Okay.
So I agree with everything the last caller said.
Thank you very much, caller.
I've experienced that and many of my colleagues. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, the tie-in to yesterday's conversation, right, is that what happened to Randall Fox's movement? Do we have a labor movement still? Even though we have unions and representatives to protect laborers, do we have an actual labor movement?
I see where you're going.
And to touch the migration conversation, the second part of Mitchell's statement, we need a vibrant labor union who can contribute to that discussion.
Yes.
But let's go to a break, producer. Let's go to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk something else.
Yeah? Let's talk some now.
I ain't gonna tell you yet what it is.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success. And it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes, free. Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at bahamasetickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Store, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Joining me in studio this morning, Mr. C.A. Newry and Mr. Paul Fernanda from the Guardian family.
Good morning.
Morning. We're going to talk about some exciting things happening with the Guardian over the next few days and weeks. Good morning, Mr. Fernanda.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing? Thank both of you very much for allowing me to come upstairs and be on your show. And happy new year and happy holidays and all that stuff. I don't get an opportunity much to come upstairs. So when I do come upstairs, I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you all allowing us to come on your platform to say a few things about what we're doing here at the Nassau Guardian, the Guardian Media Group.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go. You come to talk about Phil Stubbs, right?
Yeah, well, he's a part of that, yes.
Okay, good, good. Once he's part of it, I'm happy.
Let's start with Phil Stubbs, and then you go down the whole list.
Well, you know Phil Stubbs' concert is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you still haven't bought your tickets, it's about that time now to get your tickets. You can go online and check out the Nassau Cruise Port, the ticket portal. You can buy tickets online.
Okay.
Or you could go there and get your tickets.
And then BahamasEtickets.com?
Yes, it's also there as well.
All right. Okay. And then land-based ticket purchase is?
The Japanese store.
Miniso at Mallet Marathon and Plantation Bar and Grill, Caves Heights. Absolutely.
Right. This could be a fantastic concert. Phil Stubbs is an exciting entertainer. He's a true, true Bohemian. And he's going to sing as much on his repertoire as he can based on the amount of hours we have. But he could sing for 2 days if you just let him sing.
Absolutely.
And this is Phil Stubbs and Friends. Because I told the Spank Band is going to be there.
Spank Band is the house band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I restore
okay.
Spank Band, the house band. And
Nisha L.S. But I was stuck on what he just said. I restore, and the Spank Band is the house band.
Mm.
You know what it is to be a house band? I mean, you could play anybody music the way they want it, any way they want it, at any time. I think that's a level of stature that I restore in the Spank Band.
But he has a large repertoire as well.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm about to say, Phil Stubbs got to have the most songs. I thought it was KB.
No.
I thought it was Ronnie.
Well, KB has written... To me, more songs.
Right, because he writes for other people. Yeah.
Right? But in terms of performances, KB does, but they're close.
Yeah.
Close. They're close.
They're close to call.
And then, you know something, Ronnie Butler has a lot of songs as well.
Plenty.
Yeah, plenty of songs. But Phil Stubbs.
Because Ronnie Butler used to perform with no shirt on, then he performed with his shirt on, and he got a whole range of decades.
But Phil Stubbs even have a gospel
album.
It's a 16 song.
House on the Hill, I think,
yes.
Is called.
Oh, it is awesome.
In fact, if you want to look for that online, search Phil Stubbs Google account. It sounds weird. Search that. Yeah.
But he has he has 16 songs straight out of old traditional Cat Island music. I mean, it's awesome. It's really awesome.
Now, anybody renting Grammys to go to the concert? Because I lost my good Grammys, Corinne Mitchell and Una Hasty Prosper. I need 2 Grammys to take to this concert with me.
Well, I know you could find some persons who will want you to take their Grammys to the concert, but it's going to be the weather is supposed to be great.
Good stuff.
The atmosphere is going to be awesome. I mean, if you've never been to the cruise port, this is your opportunity to go.
All right, awesome.
So what else, or who else is Guardian Families is partnering with?
Well, we're getting ready for our Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Fair. We used to do it annually. But after COVID, we haven't done it as much. So this year, we're bringing it back to the Mall Marathon. There are 20 booths available, as well as we have a supplement coming out. And we're looking for persons who have product that gives positive lifestyles. We also want to allow persons to understand how to be better financially as well as healthy.
So holistic health, your financial wellness, your emotional, psychological, physical wellness. That was awesome.
Well said.
And which date do we have for that?
That's supposed to be the end of February or the first week in March. It's based on availability at the Mall Marathon, but I'm just giving a preview of what's going to be happening.
So potential vendors can begin reaching out to the Guardian to see how they can fit into this.
302-2300, that's our phone line here at the Nassau Guardian.
So what are booths where you normally tend to be there?
Well, we have a lot of health practitioners.
Okay.
Persons with provide healthy eating. We have persons who do acupuncture. People do eye exams. We have people the Kalina is usually there. We have a number of other financial institutions that usually come there. And this year, I think we have somebody who's bringing on a new product for rebar, the composite instead of steel.
Mm.
Yeah, they're supposed to be there as well. So and as well as we have a few housing institutions that come there to provide information on how you could get your house.
Okay, and I'm hoping this year we'll have some people who show people how to maintain healthier households. Like for people who have sinus issues, they don't understand why they're always on having a sinus issue. If you have carpet in your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
That carpet is bad for people who have sinus issues. If you have central air in your house, then you have to dedicate a period to cleaning your filtration systems, right? And I'm hoping we have people there to show people how to create a healthier household as well.
Hopefully we'll have a vendor.
I know about 7. I can send you one.
Okay. And then they also have persons there that provide free health screening. So they do blood pressure checks, they do glucose and the other tests.
Absolutely.
Well. Okay. So that's all day on the Saturday at the Mall Marathon. It's going to be the last Saturday in February or the first Saturday in March.
Okay.
So what else on our Guardian calendar?
Okay. We also have the Guardian booth. You can register your business and The Guardian picks 5 every month. And we're going to give you free ads in the newspaper, on the radio, as well as on our social
still doing
media
that?
Platform. Yes, yes, yes. That's still going on.
Oh, so tell me about that process.
You have to register at thenassauguardian.com. That's the new website we've just upgraded. And you'll have the opportunity, if you have a business, to be picked and given free radio and newspaper ads, as well as ads on our social media platform.
Just by registering.
Just by registering.
And it's free. Register.
Yeah. Yes, it's free.
You guys get on board, because look at what's coming up. We've got Valentine's Day's heading in quickly. We've got Easter is approaching. So get into the Nassau Guardian. See if you could get in this raffle. And you picked and continue to enter until you get some more positive.
You just register.
Yeah, just register.
Just once. You need
awesome.
One. So it stays in
the system.
The system. And
excellent.
So you always, for the rest of the year, you still have an opportunity to be picked.
Awesome.
Is there anything else on the Guardian agenda?
Not necessarily the Guardian, but I have another little...
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man.
A little charity thing. I'm a part of the Government High School alumni, and we've partnered with Diligent Divine Tutoring. And we're providing reading, math tutoring, and homework help for grades 3 to 5. It's going to start on Saturday. We're looking for a few more students who need help with grades 3 to 5, who need some help with reading and math tutoring. Time is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at the Government High School. If you want to contact the person, it's 423-6767. Or you could email diligentdivinetutoring@gmail.com. And I think we're really trying to get some students who really need help, who are in the classes of 3 to 5. Because once you reach grade 6, if you can't read or if you can't do math well, you basically poised for failure.
Man.
So we're trying to help some students, and it's free, to upgrade themselves in terms of reading and their math skills.
Look at that point that you made, the need to have the basic numeracy and literacy,
right?
Reading skills and number skills. For math, most people's problem with math is they don't understand the question. They could do the math, they just don't understand the question. So for parents, it's important to understand that your child's reading and comprehension skills will build their math skills.
Right. Once you have the basics early on, you can go through life. Once you could read and do math at an early age, you could basically function throughout life.
And teach yourself.
So where can I get the flyer or something for that information?
You can call 423-6767, and she probably WhatsApp you the...
details.
The details. Well, she WhatsApp you her...
And
a flyer.
Give us the name of the program again.
Diligent Divine Tutoring.
Diligent Divine Tutoring.
And it's in conjunction with the Government High School Alumni Association. And it's beginning Saturday coming up, the 13th. And it's the class schedule is every second and fourth Saturday of the month. It's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Government High School. It's a one-time registration fee of $10. Light snacks and drinks is provided, and it's limited space. So that's why we have to get some persons on board now as quickly as possible. If your child needs some help with reading or math tutoring, this is a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you very much for giving me that opportunity to speak on those few things here at the Guardian Media and Guardian Radio in particular.
Absolutely. We talked today about the upcoming Phil Stubbs concert, Saturday the 13th of January. Start the year off right. Started off Bahamian. Then we have the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Fair that's going to take place either the last Saturday in February or the first Saturday
in March.
In March. It's depending on availability at the mall. And then we have the Guardian Booth where businesses can register.
Guardian Boost.
Oh, Boost. My bad. My bad. I thought you'd bill a booth for me to advertise myself.
No, Boost.
Guardian Boost. Businesses go to NassauGuardian.com, register.
TheNassauGuardian.com.
Register. You only have to register once and you will be a part of a lottery.
You will have an opportunity to be picked
right
as 1 of 5 each month for free social media ads, newspaper ads, and radio ads here on the Guardian Media platform. And that's Guardian Radio, Star 105 Hits, and the Nassau Guardian.
Absolutely. And then the most exciting of all, Diligent Divine Tutoring is looking for young students between 3rd grade and 5th grade
yes
to support them with their class work.
Yeah, and their reading skills and math building, tutoring.
Reading yes. and math tutoring. This is excellent. Thank you so much.
No, thank you
Mr.
so
Fernando.
Much again.
Thanks for
man. Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
And I will take both of you up on the challenge of being able to come on a weekly or bi-monthly basis to bring information about what's going on here at Guardian Media and in general what's going on in the Bahamas.
Absolutely. Good. Absolutely. Good. Thank
so
you.
Thank you for the offer. And again, thanks for allowing me to come upstairs.
Yes, sir.
But Aaron,
yes,
we're going back to both my MP, yeah. the Minister Frederick Mitchell,
yes,
and his sincerity and his honesty and appreciating what he has to say, juxtapose what the politicians are saying, and is there any kind of concern within the PLP that his frankness, his openness, and dispelling this what I call the controversial topics?
Yes.
Like, it's like he's completely contrary, beaten to his own drum, but stating the ethos of the party, despite when people say, "Oh yeah, we plan to do it, just that we don't have no date." Let's go back to the freedom of information.
Because I was about to say that this particular Labour story is complex because I don't want to make my assessment just based on that story, because I agree in with Fred in this one, right? Like, and that may mean that I am biased because of the amount of energy that I've put on that subject matter. But let's go to Mr. Mitchell's contribution on the Freedom of Information Act and its enforcement. I want to read from this article. We oppose FOIA idea from the 5th of January, 2024 in the Nassau Guardian. Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell said yesterday the Davis administration opposes the idea of the Freedom of Information Act, claiming it's nothing more than a, quote, bunch of public relations, close quotes, because there is no issue with access to information in the Bahamas. Mitchell's comment came amid a renewed discussion over the pending full implementation of the Act, which was passed in 2017. Quote, we oppose this Freedom of Information Act idea, Mitchell said. The FNM has this view. They've passed something called the Fiscal Responsibility Act, the Procurement Act, the Freedom of Information Act. All of these things really have nothing to do with ordinary lives versus just a bunch of public relations, accounting procedures, and confusing activity with action. When asked on Tuesday whether there are still plans for FOIA to be fully implemented during this term, Davis said he remains committed, but said it is not a top priority at this time, noting instead that the government is focused on addressing the cost of living issues in the country.
Remains committed, but is not top priority at this time. Then there came the office of the Prime Minister, somebody in there. Clearly not the Prime Minister, and clearly not Frederick Mitchell.
The statement from the Office of the Prime Minister on the Freedom of Information Act that was issued on the 5th of January, 2024?
Yes.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. This is directly from the statement from the Office of the OPM.
Not sure who sent the statement, by the way.
Right. And in fact, we're not sure who authors any of the statement.
No.
Okay. The Office of the Prime Minister wishes to make clear the Davis administration's commitment to the implementation of the Freedom of Information Act. Minister Mitchell in a recent Nassau Guardian article affirmed that the government is actively moving forward with the FOIA's implementation. This step underscores our unwavering dedication to ensuring transparency and accountability in governance, integral to our democratic principles and the public's right to information. Bang.
Now, the conversation we'll be having is, who to believe?
Well, pause.
I believe in Fred Mitchell. Just me.
Now, initially, I always bring this up with Mr. Mitchell. In what capacity is Mr. Mitchell speaking?
I don't know.
When he makes statements?
Either as the chairman or as the minister.
Or as an MP.
Or as the cabinet, member of the cabinet.
Right. So, yes. So that's four.
Four different.
We have chairman
yes.
of the PLP party. We have member of cabinet.
Yes.
We have cabinet minister.
Yes.
And then we have an MP.
Yes.
I want to just point out that often when Mr. Mitchell speaks about local banking issues, he speaks in the capacity as the MP for Fox Hill.
Yes.
In this article, we oppose FOI idea. It starts, PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell said.
And you say we.
Yesterday, the Davis administration opposes the idea.
And speaking from what, authority or like almost point of knowing? What does it seem? I'm just saying what it seems.
I cannot speak for the good chairman, cabinet member, minister, MP.
Mr. Mitchell's be speak plain. You ought to be trying to be double talking him. He said, we, when he said, what
he said, the Davis administration opposes.
He said, we, the Davis administration.
No, he didn't say we.
What did he say?
He said, the article says, the Davis, oh, you're right.
Yeah,
let me go to the quote.
Go ahead, go to the quote.
Quote, we oppose this Freedom of Information Act idea. Now, pause. See, let's make that distinction.
We're coming to you, Carla, so forgive us. We're coming right now. We can finish right now.
Let's make that distinction. It is possible that both could be true at the same time. We oppose the idea, but we are committed to implementing it anyway. Now, see, those both things could be true at the same time.
I see it.
The result, though, I think is calamity. It's calamity.
Let's go to Carlos. I take your point, though, and I see.
And I, if we had more time, I'd point out examples of that in play and the effect of that incongruence, that dissonance, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Carlos. Go ahead, Carlos.
That's me?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Very good morning, Papa. Yeah, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, y'all were saying, at least that was Neary saying that he believed what Fred Mitchell say, right?
Yeah.
With the information service, right?
Yes.
Well, I believe Fred Mitchell, I know it sounds stupid, I believe he's the real prime minister of the Bahamas.
Yeah?
Or he thinks he's the prime minister of the Bahamas. Now, this thing with, I know y'all ain't touched it yet, or maybe in the next hour. Prime minister asking for a national day of prayer.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like something more like what the Christian Council would say. But since the Prime Minister is saying this is a new year and I really want them to do more things that we could talk positive and say, well, that's very good what the Prime Minister say. Mm-hmm. I want them to continue it. Since they say that's how it happened, let me say, Prime Minister, that's very good you asked for National Day of Prayer. Now, how serious are you with it or you're going to backpedal like the OPM with the Fred Mitchell information to do. You're going to close the banks down, the government offices. You're going to suggest that all the churches open and we get on our knees. What are you suggesting? How serious day is with a national day? And doing it for an hour or two?
Right. Have you invited the other faith leaders and communities to the table and said, look here, if you're Jewish, we having a national day of prayer. Everybody just get on your knees and pray. Or however you pray.
A real National Day of Prayer where all the banks and the schools are closed and, you know, people are being given the opportunity. Some people might say, well, it don't make no sense to do it, but I just want no sense. See, they saying, my prime minister, let's have a National Day of Prayer. How seriously they are with it, or they just having something to say? Because normally it's the Christian Council or the preachers them who normally will suggest it.
Right.
So since they say it happened that way, very good, brave.
Thank you. Thank you, Papa. And if I could read from the article, after 16-year-old girl killed, his house riddled with bullets, PMS, pray for end to violence. From that article, he invited the Christian Council to hold a National Day of Prayer for healing and comfort. He is the prime minister. He said more will be said in the coming weeks about a strategic initiative to implement a whole government response to tackling gang crime.
See, that's just part A. And then there's part B.
Yeah, we can respond. I will respond to that. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller, and thank you for your patience. Okay, I'm still thanking you for your patience. You did wait a little while. Please call back. We got 6 minutes left.
Yeah. Okay, let's go call him back now. Let's squeeze him in.
Good morning, caller.
Oh, you're missing it again, caller.
Yeah, but hold on a little longer. That was only half a second.
Half a second.
Okay. I am concerned.
You're concerned?
Yeah.
What are you concerned about?
The first thing the Prime Minister says is, I'm shocked.
My Prime Minister is shocked.
Right? You're not concerned when he says that?
That he's shocked?
Yeah.
Well, he's shocked, he's dismayed.
See, I could see dismayed.
He's surprised.
I could see concern, not shock and surprise.
No?
Are you not keeping pace with national security?
Crime down.
What I would have loved to have heard was a statement from the Minister of National Security.
Did he talk yet?
A statement from the commissioner.
He spoke
of police.
He spoke yesterday.
I want a proper crime statistics briefing. I'm ready for that right now.
Crime down.
I want a proper crime statistics briefing. Producer, let me know when we could go to that call. Good morning, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Aaron.
Hi. Good morning, sir.
Nuri.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Good day. I'm calling in to follow up on this issue with The Freedom of Information Act.
Okay.
I would like for the Bahamas, the whole Bahamas, to know that what Freddie Mitchell said about it does not impact the ordinary life of Bahamian citizens is a bunch of rubbish. Now, you know I've been calling in for months and trying to get information. I respond to a letter, but my personal property is that the government is condoning and allowing Pittstown and Crocodile to flout and void the statute laws.
Mm-hmm.
If that is not directly affecting me, an ordinary citizen, then tell me what is. Remember, there are over a dozen lawyers in the Brave Davis administration. They all know what the Immovable Properties Act says, what the International Persons Land Holdings Act says, and what the Private Road and Subdivisions Outer Island Act says. So I want all Bahamians to know that that is a bunch of rubbish and buffoonery that they're talking about. They don't have any intentions on looking after ordinary Bahamians. Now, the only thing is left for me to do is to take all the information pertaining to that illegal runway in Pittstown, Crooked Island, and send the information to the International Civil Aviation Organization regional office in Mexico that takes that governs all countries, Canada, America, Latin America.
I'm hoping that your contribution today will spur them to action. Because remember, the Prime Minister, Mitchell, said there's a difference between action and activity. Hopefully, this will spur them to action.
I say, if you have the information, send it. Send it to them. Just keep on talking and calling radio stations. They ain't working.
It's working.
Who's working?
It's all you could do. It is working.
I say, send the information and see where the chips fall.
Some strategies are long-term.
Long gaming.
And some short-term. But there's so much, right? There's so much to question in these statements.
Let's squeeze this last caller in.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Morning. How you do?
CA.
Yes, sir.
I have two problems solved. One with our work ethic is gone. Young people work ethic is gone. Who ain't want smoke dope?
Stop. Pause. It ain't young people work ethic is gone. We got a problem across age generations in this country. You continue the point. I just want to make that point. That's my point. That ain't your point. That's my point.
I know what I've seen, I've noticed. They want to take a smoke break on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Some come to work drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be on time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call you yes sir, no sir. Call you king. Like, they ain't got no mother's wit. They ain't know how to talk to adults.
Where you get mother's wit from?
From your mother.
Oh, there you go. Then
where the
problem
yes,
is?
No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Like, they don't have it. They lost it by the Chinese only hiring Haitian Bahamians. The same who want, and they don't steal. You hire young Bahamian now? Like, how you have yourself going?
That's because we have stopped engendering those characteristics. And here's what's happened. See, the migrant will be subservient because the migrant understands the benefit of being in a foreign man's country, right?
Yeah, and the hustle.
But
the hustle is real, and we need to work.
But no migrant should be made, no migrant or person should be made to feel, to be grateful, to be in a subservient position. And what young Bahamians are saying is, treat us with respect.
But letting you smoke weed on the
job. No, that's stupidness. No, man, that's stupidness.
Random drug tests.
No, man, listen, I agree with you. That's stupidness. But let me ask you a question. You know how many old people just go to work drunk?
But then they shouldn't be on the work drunk.
I with you. All.
But to be impaired is to be impaired.
I with you.
They're getting the crime. We have to break crime. Like how it's called the RICO Act.
Yeah, you know where children learn crime?
Criminality, your mother, your girlfriend, you're going to jail with them. You either be a witness against them or you sit next to them.
You know where children learn about crime?
You see, Fannie Willis, RICO, the whole rap group, YSL.
Yeah.
See, everybody don't get kicked down. They wiretape them, the mother sit hiring the lawyers, keeping the money, because mostly those young men can't read and write.
Mm-hmm.
The mother's in charge of the gang. Now, one woman and have three sons going. She can raise the grandsons now to take over because she's
Thank you.
Awake.
Listen, we all out of time.
Fancy life, so we need to put RICO on our board, on our books. If you involve criminality, mother, girlfriend,
listen, they was trying that with the beneficial owner bill. That's what they was trying to do with that right there. We are almost all out of time. Here's a text. The idea that foreign labor is cheap is a falsehood. If your caller is a good tie layer, he can earn $4.50 per square foot.
I say we have a large population of American construction workers here that we are prepared to pay top dollar.
And allowed to become Bahamian citizens if they want to, because yes, they seem to be fine laborers, unlike the set who will...
We eat. Have American construction company who've been here for 20-odd years and flourishing, competing with Bahamian construction workers.
Mr. Newry, we got to get back to this at some point. I want to touch on the second half of Mr. Mitchell's statement in this article in today's Guardian, Mitchell, We Need Foreign Labor, where he says, and that migration is required to maintain the Bahamas' population.
Saying that we need more people.
I want to get back to the point that Brayman made, right? Which is, it does, even if you have a labor shortage, it doesn't mean that you endorse shanty towns. The indictment is on the government in that matter.
That's a different
you
view.
Know you have, hold on.
That's a different
You
view.
Know you have a labor shortage.
Yes.
You've been not saying it for years now.
Yes.
Finally, the chairman, cabinet member, minister, MP says it,
mm-hmm.
but nobody has actually said if you are facilitating the labor, then you are also responsible for facilitating, if not providing, regulated housing for said
you
labor.
Must acknowledge that there's a problem first. The only person so far to acknowledge that there might be a crisis has been Fred Mitchell.
I don't even think that's what he was doing. I see. I appreciate the point that you're making, mm-hmm. but he didn't say we have a crisis.
No.
He said Bahamians are the problem.
That's a whole different vein.
Anyway, Mr. Newry, and to Pauper's point about crime, we're going to get to that as well. I was looking forward to seeing crime statistics. I thought that's what yesterday's briefing was about.
It's about prayer. And prayer changes things, and prayer is sufficient.
You think so?
We can see soon.
Anyway, when we get back to this conversation, I want to read from a couple of articles. Monroe defends both monitoring company and police after criticism. Significant number of people believe corporal punishment has detrimental effects. And PM insists Monker a good hire. Whenever we get back to this subject, that's what I have on the table.
Monker was a good hire. He's the salt of the earth. Anyway, that's been On the Clock on Guardian Radio with Erin Green. Of course, this is C.A. Newry, and I am poking the bear. You should see how she looked at me just now.
This group almost bite the bait. Listen, you've been On the Clock
face.
With Erin Green. Joining me was Mr. C.A. Newry.
Salt of the earth, Erin.
We say thank you to Mr. Paul Fernando for joining us this morning to share some of the news and projects going on in the Guardian family.
We need him in this country. That's how we're going to solve crime, Erin. Don't look at me like that.
It's the type of salt you put on the boundaries to keep the snakes out, eh?
Was give you high blood pressure.
Salt of the earth. Anyway, good morning to everyone in the Bahamas. Have a great day. C.A. Newry is up next with Guardian Radio AM.